chapter 2, please. Acts chapter 2. And you could, if you got a pen, a piece of paper, you want to write these down and check them out later. And I'm going to have just four simple points, and they're all the operations of math in mathematics. Now, how many of you love mathematics? Just raise your hand. You love it. Yeah, there's always a few. It's pretty good. How old are you over there? How old are you? 11. Man, that's pretty good. He already loves math. Now, I've had times to be able to preach to Indian people in India. They all raise their hand, you ask that question. They're just wired for mathematics or something. Well, there's quite a bit of mathematics involved in the book of Acts. And if you look at Acts chapter 2, verse 41, Peter has preached a powerful message. And you have to understand, there's quite a momentum for the gospel. Christ has had a 3.5-year ministry, his resurrection. Over 500 people have seen him alive. Now the Holy Spirit is coming upon them to use them, and Peter is preaching a message. And look at verse 41. It says, "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were," what does it say? "Added unto them about 3,000 souls." So if you just write down number one, write down addition in Acts 2:41. And these people were added. They were not only added to that church that was there, but they were added to Christ, and they became believers. And you know what? All of us can be involved in addition. Everybody can. It's not where we want to stop, but we can all be involved in it. The people that you will invite to come and hear the gospel, as they receive the Lord and are added to the Lord in this church, you're involved in addition. When you're able to give the gospel out to people, and witness to them and evangelize and be soul winners to them, and they receive the Lord, you're involved in addition. And if you're not comfortable with being able to witness, then maybe there's some things you need to add to your life and your spiritual growth. And you're fortunate, you're in a church that wants to help you grow spiritually to be able to do those things. So addition, and we all can be involved in addition. And they... even added from their assets to the Lord's work. If you look at verse 47, they're praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. This is a church that had it going on, and even the Lord was helping them out, which we got to have, don't we? If the Lord doesn't build it, then it's going to have cracks in its foundation, and something's going to be wrong in the future. Addition. We can all be involved in addition. Well, when you went to school, after you learned about addition, you learned another operation. And what was it called? What's it called? Subtraction. Very good. You all should have raised your hand. You're good at mathematics. Oh, I said who loves mathematics. That's right. Well, look at Acts chapter 5. And I won't take time, but just write this down. Number 2, subtraction. In Acts chapter 5, you got a husband and wife who made a commitment to the Lord, a financial commitment. They didn't keep it. They held some back, and the husband and wife walk into the church. They get into church. They drop dead. And Peter, one of the leaders of the church there, confronted them with it and said they had lied to the Holy Spirit. They fall dead. They take them out and bury them. They are subtracted. All right? And look at verse 11. It says, "And great fear came upon all the church." Acts 5:11. "Great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things." You know, I see things like this in the Bible, and I think about the fact that, you know, like how many of us would be here in this service tonight of those that have made a commitment and didn't follow through with it, right? I don't know how many of us would be in here. And why are we here and they are not? And I think it's because sometimes the Lord wants us to know how he really feels about these things. That we're not playing around. That this is the souls, the eternal souls of men, women, and children that we're talking about. And this is how he feels about it. And there might be some things that we need to subtract from our lives in order to be involved in addition. Maybe there's some good options we have in our lives, some goals that aren't bad in and of themselves, but maybe they're in conflict with those things that would keep us from adding people to Christ. We might need to subtract some things. addition, subtraction, and you know what the next operation is, right? We learn a faster way to add and subtract, right? And that's called what? That's right. Well, look what it's a result from. Look at Acts. First of all, Acts 5:14, it says, "And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women," from that subtraction that took place. Look at verse 42. It says in Acts 5:42, what are they doing with all these thousands of new believers? "They're daily in the temple, and in every house they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ." They didn't just get them to say a prayer and say amen and then hoped everything worked out okay. They sold their lands, their buildings, their assets in order to care for these new believers and to teach and disciple them and mature them in the Lord as much as they could. And look at the natural result. Look at chapter 6, verse 1. "And in those days when the number of the disciples was" what? Multiplied. So number 3, Acts 6, 1, multiplication. Now this is really what God wants to get to. Multiplication is what He is really after. Adam and Eve, first man and woman, the first instruction, He told them to reproduce and multiply. God wipes out the whole earth with a flood, and off of the ark, 8 people walk off, and the first instruction, He says, reproduce and multiply. Now today we do that by the spiritual new birth. When people are saved, born again, they're added, and when we disciple them, mature them, they are grow in the Lord where they can reach others for Christ. Now we're getting into multiplication. That's really how China has gone in 1984 to today, from 70 million to 150 million in that period of time, because of multiplication. It's really what God wants to do. To do that, we've got to be involved in addition. We've got to know what the Lord wants us to subtract in order to get to multiplication. Well, after addition, subtraction, multiplication, there's only one more, and that's what? Division. Look at Acts chapter 8. Now, whenever the Lord makes His moves, then the devil makes his moves, and persecution begins. A man named Saul is murdering Christians, and a great Christian named Stephen gives a powerful message in chapter 7, but Saul gives permission for him to be killed. And look at chapter 8, verse 1. It says, "And Saul was consenting unto his death," Stephen's death, "and at that time there was a great persecution against the church which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered abroad." They're divided. "Throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria." Now here's 3 important words. "Except the apostles." That's really important. You know, because a lot of times you sit in the pew and you think, well, only pastors, missionaries, youth pastors, assistant pastors, all the full-time workers, they're the ones that God can use. Not really us. We help them to do what God wants them to do. Now, the things that are going to happen in chapter 8 and 9 and beyond are not the apostles. It's people that are just like you and me that have accepted the Lord, been taught the Word of God, grown, decided we're going to follow the Lord. It's those people that we're going to read about next. All right, so they are scattered. They are divided. Look at verse 4. "Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere, hiding in caves and houses and running for their lives." No, they went everywhere proclaiming God's word. Now, number 1, to do that, you got to know what it says. And number 2, to do it while people are hunting you, and as soon as you start speaking the Word of God, they know you're one of those they're looking for. That takes courage that only comes from the Holy Spirit. But these are people, these are not the apostles. These are people just like you and me. These are the people that daily and in every house they were being taught and followed the Lord, received the Word of God. They added, subtracted in their lives. They're now part of that multiplication. And they are going everywhere and preaching the Word of God. And look at the result. In chapter 9, Saul receives Christ. And look at verse 31. Because Saul received Christ, it says, then had the churches rest throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were what? Multiplied. First of all, that's the first time you're in your Bible the word church is used in a plural form. Churches. Who started those churches? The apostles? No. It was people just like you and me. And churches were started in those places, and they're edified, meaning they are maturing, but then the churches are multiplying. So this week, what do we need to add to our lives in order to add people to the Lord? What a great opportunity this week is. What do we need to subtract from our lives? You know, probably in our culture, our time is almost as equal to money, right? And where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You want to grow some this week? Give some of your time for the Lord. Give some of your time to add people and invite people, people that will come. If you're not sure how to be a personal witness, you know, you're in a church that can help you with that and train you for that and disciple you to be able to do that. And here, these churches were multiplied. And I hope that you can see that the missionaries you support and the church planters you support, that's why we're doing the things that we're doing, because right here is our blueprint for what we're doing. You're multiplying churches in Asia through our partnership together, and only through your local church are we able to do that together. So maybe the Lord has, I hope, strengthened you tonight. Could we stand with our heads bowed and our eyes closed? In just a moment, I'll ask the pastor to close the service that he desires. But maybe just with your head bowed, your eyes closed, you say, Lord, what do you want me to add to my life? What do you want me to subtract so I can get to multiplication? And maybe some of you, the Lord wants to divide you somewhere else. He wants to call you to another place. Whatever the Lord is working in your heart, I just pray that you'll respond to Him. And again, thank you so much for your partnership, Pastor.